薄いのアホ。
プリズムタワーメイクアップカードレ
ディー。 Welcome to Shoujo and Tell, where we discuss shoujo manga and tell who's hot and who's not, discuss themes, and just generally geek out. Today, July 30th, 2017, we'll be discussing the first half of Cardcaptor Sakura, which is volumes 1 through 6. I'm your host, Ashley McDonald, and I'm joined by my friend, Jessica Tan.
Hi.
Jessica Tan, who are you? Why are you here?
I don't know.
What shoujo manga do you like?
I mean, obviously, I like CCS. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing this.
Right.
I'm like a complete noob at this podcasting thing. So if you didn't choose my absolute favorite, I wouldn't have said yes.
But that's why I chose your absolute favorite. Because I was like, I got it. Jessica Tan.
Yes. Besties know each other well. You know how to exploit me and my loves.
That's right. I don't know. Would you have said yes for like Fushigi Yugi?
Oh, I don't know. That is a very bittersweet and traumatic experience.
Oh man, I gotta cover it at some point.
Oh, we'll have to read. I don't know. Did I ever read it or did I only watch
it? You never read it?
I don't know. I definitely watched the entire anime, but I don't remember if I read the entire manga.
Oh, I definitely didn't read the entire manga.
Exactly. But from what I remember, the manga tracks pretty well with the anime.
Yeah, so like you only needed to do one, right?
I guess. Well, depending on how PhD life goes, I might join you for that one too, just so I can rant about the horrificness of some of it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yep, that is what I would do. Okay, maybe. We'll see.
We'll see. But right now, would you like to tell us what CCS is about for people who possibly don't know what it's about?
So CCS is the most fantastic thing ever. It's about a 10-year-old girl named Sakura who is very young, very innocent, very lovable. And she finds a magical book in her dad's basement, I think. Is it a basement? Whatever. That's not important. She finds a magical book. And she basically lives the life that every girl secretly wants to live, because she gains magical powers by opening this book. Or I guess
I mean,
it's more
I think
that
she already had
I was going to correct myself. She already has the magical powers, but she only learns about them because she opened this book. I opened so many weird books growing up and never discovered magical powers. So
that's true. Were you really hoping that would happen when you opened all your weird books?
Well, that and like wardrobes, right? From Narnia.
Oh, yeah.
Like I was always looking for Narnia. Never found it, but I did find CCS, so that was fun. So she realizes she has magical powers, and she accidentally released all these magical cards, claw cards, when she opened the book. So she's then bound in a contract without her permission, and she's again 10, so I don't think it's legal, but regardless, she's bound into a magical contract to collect all the claw cards that she released into the world. Otherwise, disaster will strike. So that's the initial premise of the story, and I don't know what else needs to be said, because it's amazing.
Because, yeah, why are we... So we're done. We're, like, done here, right?
Yep. Yeah. That's enough.
Great. No. Okay, so I should quickly tell the peoples where they can read the CCS. So CCS actually has a confusing publishing history in North America, mostly due to Tokyopop having it initially, and then Tokyopop dying. But also, so now you can buy it from Dark Horse. The digital editions are only $6.99 for a 3-in-1, so you can own the whole series for, you know, $28, which isn't so bad. I did not read the Dark Horse version, though. I read the Tokyopop one, and I think you
did,
too.
Definitely.
Exactly.
I didn't even know Tokyopop was replaced.
Jessica has been out of the, like, anime manga loop for a little bit.
Just a little bit.
So... yeah, Tokyopop died in, like, 2011 or something.
Oh, yeah.
But, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then so all their licenses, you know, went to whatever. I actually think the most confusing part of this is that Kodansha technically has all the things. So Kodansha gets most, like, new Clamp licenses, I think. And, yes, they have new CCS, the Clear Card Arc, which is kind of why we're doing this. Because now there's CCS hype again. There's going to be a new anime.
I'm so excited.
Manga. Exactly.
Life is good.
Great. I mean, I read it from the library because I'm cheap, I guess. I was like, you know, libraries, they have some manga, especially the most popular mangas, normally.
Mm-hmm.
So use your local library. don't read Scanlations. That's my PSA.
Well, the Scanlations are usually not very good.
It's true, Scanlations aren't good.
Especially for CCS, I actually did read the Scanlations at one point,
Yeah.
and I didn't understand what was happening. And that's pretty bad because I, again, love this series and I know it pretty well, and I didn't understand what was happening because the scans were that bad.
This is not an English sentence.
Basically, we're like, oh, so you don't understand what he's chanting, so you're just gonna write, I don't understand what he's chanting, and it doesn't matter anyway. Like, what? What? Not acceptable. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, certain scanlations are done by people who care a little more, I guess, but CCS ones are really bad. At least the ones I happened to stumble across the one time I looked.
That's sort of interesting, I guess. You would think CCS being a popular thing would have, I don't know, girly manga probably just doesn't have high quality scanlations. I think that's what everybody's like scanlating like
You're right.
Bleach and
Bleach.
Naruto. Like,
Oh, boys, they win so
boys,
often.
that's why we're doing this podcast. Screw boys. We don't like
It's not that we
them.
don't like them. It's just that they have all these privileges and all these.
All the things already. So
Yeah.
we want some of the things.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Girl power.
Go
And that's something I really love about CCS. There's so much girl power, and the men are so supportive.
Aww. They all
Yeah.
have weird proportions. Because
Yeah,
Clamp.
always. I mean, it's Clamp. It's Clamp. They can't get proportions correct. I don't know where they ever saw any person that looked
You
the
don't know
way.
where they don't look in a mirror. They're just like, eh, this is how humans look.
But it's really only the adults and the men.
It's really the men.
But also, like, how tall are they? They're in high school and they're Japanese. Come on. Right?
Wait, there was one scene where I think, you know, Toya and Sakura are like cooking the okonomiyaki. And I was like, wait, Sakura was like gonna do this herself. And I swear she was not like high enough to see the stove, let alone like operate it, you know? I
She had
was
a
like, wait
step
a second.
stool.
I
She had a
guess she
step
uses,
stool.
yeah, she does have the step stool. Okay,
Yeah.
fine. But like Toya was like way taller than that. And I was like, I don't know about
It's very,
this.
very not realistic, obviously, but anyway.
Yeah.
Speaking of height though, it was really another reason I love CCS so much is that Sakura and I had the same dream. We both wanted to grow up and become telephone poles.
Oh.
Yeah.
How did that work out for either of you?
I don't know. We're about to see her in her high school, life, and I don't think she achieved telephone
Yeah, I
status.
don't think
Telephone pole
so.
status. And I
No.
certainly didn't. So, yeah.
That's tragedy right there.
Kind of.
Everybody gets like exponentially taller in
I know, but
Tsubasa
it's weird. It's weird. We need to discuss that another time because if we went into Tsubasa,
It's
this would
true. We
never
can't go
end.
into Tsubasa because
We really have to restrict ourselves.
Tsubasa is like a labyrinth of nonsense to
Yep, it really is. And it just they yeah, it just it's too much for
It's
now.
spiraled out of control.
Yeah. Oh, but something else I realized rereading CCS to do this podcast is that another similarity is that I met my best friend in third grade as well.
Oh, I don't know who that would be.
I wonder.
I
I was like, oh my gosh, she's in fourth grade and she met her best friend in third grade. Ah. Anyway, all
Oh
right.
my God, but like, wait, when did you first read this? Because I feel like you were like 4.
No, we were in elementary school, I think.
Okay, you just didn't share it with me at that time. I had to like.
Oh, really? I don't remember. Because,
I don't
okay,
remember.
well, I grew up in a Chinese immigrant family, so I was exposed to a lot of anime and, like, I never watched cartoons growing up. I watched anime. That was my cartoon. CCS was on WB, though, and that's how I discovered it.
Right, okay, so we did discover it through WB.
Yeah,
Great.
which is
That's not tainted
awful.
at all.
Yeah,
Yeah.
no, but I think we very quickly realized WB was screwing up a lot. And that's why we started buying with what limited money I had. I started buying the Tokyo Pop manga.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, there's also DVDs that cost like 20 some dollars,
Oh,
but they're in
God.
the original Japanese with English subtitles. And I think like that's what I spent all of my money on growing up.
Oh,
Remember that?
yeah.
And like
Yes.
originally, actually, we were getting the VHS. Oh my gosh.
Oh, God.
Oh my gosh. We're so
It's
old.
cool. I know. We are old.
Yeah,
It's
but
fine.
I was originally watching it on VHS. I gave up on WB quite quickly because it sucked. But like, I love the idea of it, obviously, because you can't screw up the premise of it all.
Yeah, so what did WB like skip 7 episodes so that Shaoran could appear like immediately,
Yeah,
basically?
I don't remember WB too well, and it's been a long time since I've seen the anime.
Oh.
Yeah, well, it's because it's on DVD. It's not like easily watchable. I don't have a
It's true.
DVD
Now we don't
player.
have like disc things anymore. Well, I have a
Yeah.
million video game systems. That's the only reason.
Yeah, I mean, I think my laptop can play DVDs, except it doesn't have a DVD disc drive thing.
Yeah.
So I could buy. Yeah, it's just too complicated for me to watch. Maybe I should go on what is it, Crunchyroll? They have it, maybe? I don't know.
I think Crunchyroll does have
I
it.
think it does
Okay.
have CCS. Okay, that's the
Yeah.
next thing I'll look up.
Asher and I watched it semi recently. It took us a while. So it had to be on some streaming service because
Yeah.
that's how we would have watched it.
Yeah. But actually, I think, did you borrow CCS from the library or did you borrow it from me? Because I had it.
When we were little,
Yeah, when we were little.
I probably borrowed it from you, but this time I
Yeah.
borrowed it from the library because you live far
Okay.
away.
That is true. And also, my niece is, she just finished 4th grade and is 10. So
So she's perfect.
yes,
Perfect test subject.
I have already shown her an episode of CCS, the last time I was home. And I think we're going to read the 12 volumes together on vacation in like 2 weeks. So that's my plan at least.
Aww.
I'm going to kidnap her onto the
That's,
beach,
yeah, you're just gonna be like, read.
take her away from her crazy mom, and make her spend time with her crazy aunt instead.
It's cool. I mean, each page of CCS only has like 5 words on
Yeah,
it.
and I don't know if she's actually read any comics or any manga or any graphic novels yet. So it'll be interesting to see how well she catches on to reading right to left for once.
So. It's okay. CCS is a good slow ease into it. You're like, all right, look, the pictures are real, real pretty. They're super
Yeah,
cute.
yeah. And Magical Girl, like, come on.
Magic girls happen. They collect cards,
Yep,
It's
it is
great.
great. It's like, who needs Pokemon cards or Yu-Gi-Oh cards when you can have Plow cards? Oh, anyway.
Okay, I think when I was really tired at night, I started reading it as clown cards, and that made it real different.
Oh.
I was like, no,
That
that's not what it
sounds terrifying, actually.
says. Yeah, that's a whole different like horror story that Sakura probably would not appreciate
Yeah.
because she's not into the horror stories.
No, not at all. Actually, I really love that about her. Like the things that she fears and why she fears them. It's just, oh, like rereading it, I reconnected and I was like, oh my gosh, I remember why I love you so much.
Oh my God. Okay, do you have a favorite, absolute like favorite thing about the series? Or are you just like, it's all just the
I think I'm just kind of, it's all so good. It's just so good. Like, I didn't realize growing up how heteronormic everything was around me.
best?
So when I first read CCS, it didn't strike me as that weird that the relationships that were depicted in there were like all over the place.
They were definitely that.
Yeah, well,
Oh boy.
I don't think CCS was my first exposure to Clamp, first of all. And Clamp tends to have very questionable, according to society, relationships. And like, I did watch Fushigi-Yuji when I was pretty young, like before
You should
CCS.
not. No, that was a mistake.
I mean, I told you I grew up watching anime, and that was one of them. So, and then like Sailor Moon, I also grew up watching, and there was some, like Americans would not have appreciated some of those relationships, especially with the Sailor
Yeah,
Stars
didn't they get
becoming women, but
edited
not
out?
being, yeah, I'm pretty sure it did. I don't know how they
Yeah,
dealt with the Sailor Stars because they clearly go from being men to being women, right? Did they even air that? Did they air that in America? I don't remember.
probably not. I
Because I
don't
watched that originally in Cantonese dub, and
know.
then eventually I watched the Japanese with English subtitles. So I don't think I ever saw Sailor Moon beyond like the first season in America.
Okay.
But I
Yeah.
stopped watching TV very early too. So after CCS, after I discovered CCS, I kind of stopped watching
It
American
ruined all
television.
TV
It really did once I realized how screwed up they were making
you. Like, I can't even.
it.
That's great.
Basically.
But I thought you loved Shaoran the most. Is this not true anymore?
No, I mean, he's like my favorite character, I guess. I don't know. I
Oh,
love them
see, now you're
all.
confused.
Oh, but I love them all. I mean, like, he's just so amazing, especially in the manga. Like, in the anime, he's a bit of a jerk.
He starts off as a little bit of a jerk in
I
the
know
manga,
he does, but like, I think because they have so little time to go into it, they make him not a jerk much faster.
it's true.
Because the first six volumes becomes how many episodes in the anime? Like
Oh God, like
50 or something? I don't know. I really don't remember.
at least 40.
Yeah, so they could stretch out his like jerk attitude for much longer. While in the manga, he has to become supportive much faster because there's fewer pages.
So many fewer pages, and they have five words on them.
Yeah, I mean, like in the anime, he really comes across as being a rival initially, like both for the Cloud Cards and also for Yuki's love. But in the manga, he never actually has any Cloud Cards.
Yeah, I was actually so confused watching it. I was like, doesn't Shaoran capture Cloud Cards? And then he never does. And I was like, oh, that must be an anime-only
Yeah,
thing.
no, for
Okay.
sure, for sure. That's an anime only thing. And I don't think I realized that initially, but rereading it this time, I was like, oh my gosh, even when he's offered a card, he doesn't take it.
Oh yeah, what card does she offer him?
Erase.
Oh yeah.
It's like one of my favorite cards in the anime too, like because that's when I think they first actually start bonding and seeing each other as, well, I mean, she was always welcoming, but he was not. So I think that's when, like, in the anime, he first
Yes.
starts thinking of her as not a rival. And but in the anime, he would like it was whoever was responsible for capturing the card or whoever was like the most important, the MVP in that fight would win the card because the card would just
Oh,
fly to
yeah, the
them.
card would fly to them,
Yeah.
yeah.
But in the manga, it's never a thing. She gets all the cards. And of course, rather than having a gazillion cards, she only collects like we only see her collecting, I don't know, what 20 max, not even.
Yeah, there are definitely some anime-only cards.
Oh, yeah. For sure, for sure.
I really thought when I was watching the anime that flower was one of them, but no, that's a real card.
No, yeah, that is, well, think about it. Like everyone in the series is named after a flower.
I
Well, at least her
didn't
family, at least her
notice.
family. I mean, we have a little wolf that's not a flower.
All right, fine. But like, what? Some of these cards are random. Glow, flower.
Well, glow, yeah. I mean, yeah. I guess because festivals are such a big thing.
I guess.
And what else could you make happen at a festival that's not too creepy and not too scary? And I don't know, it set up like the character relationships really nicely too. Because it was like romantic-ish.
Yeah, it was romantic-ish.
Yeah.
Just like everything in CCS.
Basically. Well, I think maybe that was like the first romance-ish thing I was exposed to. But I think CCS is like the first time where I was shipping the main couple, or like the correct,
Aw,
according
yeah.
to the creator's couple. I'll argue against that for Fushiguchi, but anyway, that's another story. Again, Miyaka definitely should not have ended up with Hamahome or Taka. That's no. But like Sakura and I can't say his name. I don't speak Japanese. But like, yeah,
Shaoran.
Shaoran. We'll just butcher it. Sorry. I mean, I can say it in Chinese, but anyway, like that relationship I really believed in and I got really invested in, both in the anime and in the manga. But it's actually kind of fun watching the anime and then reading it, the manga because it is so much more concise and so much more condensed. They have to make things happen
Yes.
so much faster, but I still believe in it. Like, I haven't watched the anime in a really long time, but rereading the manga, I could still like get super excited when he started blushing for her.
Yes.
Oh, I just love it.
In
And
the
when he starts
cave.
running away, oh,
How many more times is he gonna run away?
I love it. And like watching other people realize before he does what's happening, also epic.
Aww.
Also epic.
Tomoyo, she just knows everything.
Yeah, and Toya too. Like he's just glaring from wearing his waiter outfit at whatever part-time job at the cake shop.
Toya's life is
A whirlwind
interesting.
of
He
yeah.
should have his own manga.
He
The
I feel like
Misadventures
he
of
can't.
Toya.
I feel like he can't because he just knows too much. He's like the most self-aware character, and you can't have a series based off of someone who's self-aware because half of the battle is like figuring out who you are and figuring out your
Wait, no,
place in the world.
I guess. I kind of feel like XXXHolic. Admittedly, I didn't like XXXHolic, which is also a Clamp manga. I feel like those characters were pretty self-aware of their like weird magical powers, except for the main guy.
Well,
But
yeah,
like
but
everybody
he's
else
the
was.
main guy.
Yeah, but he
My point
sucked.
is, okay, so I didn't finish reading that because I didn't enjoy it, and I think college
See,
was
we
taking
both
over my
didn't
life.
enjoy
I think
it.
that was like kind of when college started taking over life. But anyway, but like still, you're proving my point. The main character was the only person who was not self-aware or knew where what he was supposed to be doing with himself. So like Toya
Does
could not
Toya
be the
know
main
what
character.
he's supposed to be doing? I feel like he's like, I know a lot of things. I don't know what I'm supposed to do
I mean,
with
the way I see his character is that his role in the world is to protect the people he loves.
them. Okay, fair.
Like, that's every, it seems like that's all that drives him. Like, he's protecting his little sister, he's protecting his best friend slash eventual Moore.
Eventual more.
Well, in the first six volumes, we don't see where that goes.
Yeah, we don't see where that goes. She's just caught all the cards.
Yeah. I mean, we see a hint of it because Mizuki Sensei is like, to Yuki, take care of him for me. And that's like, I think, the biggest clue that they will have more beyond just best friendship.
I mean, she's also always saying to Toya, like, you should tell Yuki how you really feel.
Well, there's so much he needs to tell him, though. It's not just about his feelings, it's also about Yuki's identity. I mean, Toya doesn't know everything, but he can sense things, and he obviously can sense that Yuki has power that he's not aware of.
True. I feel like in this series, it does a good job of making you be like, okay, clearly people know things and they're strategically withholding information, and you buy that. The one part where I didn't buy it was like, why are you hiding that you're Sakura's grandfather? Why is that not allowed? She not allowed to know that?
Well, it was just the three adults. Right, that we're hiding it. And I think that I could sort of buy it with the tension between her father and her grandfather, because I think father was respecting grandfather's wishes.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, great grandfather, because he's
Whatever.
actually her
That
mother's grandfather.
was mildly confusing to me. Reading it, I was like, wait, what?
Well, I think it's like lost in translation because
Yeah.
in Asian cultures, you call older men something equivalent to grandpa. So she was just calling him grandpa, but in her mind, it was just like a respectful way to refer to an older male adult, while in actuality, he's her great grandfather. So I think us knowing that also makes it hard for us to read it, but it's also like a cultural language difference. But in any case, like, I think because there's just so much. I don't know. Like that one, I don't totally buy either. But at the same time, that side of the family had so many issues with the marriage and the relationship that I can sort of see why they don't want to come out and say, like, because acknowledging it would be accepting it. Like, acknowledging Sakura as his great granddaughter would be accepting the marriage and the relationship and the loss of his granddaughter.
I guess, but he ended up liking her, so
Well, of course, like, he kept saying, oh, you remind me of my
course, how could
granddaughter.
you not?
Everyone keeps saying, oh, she's just like her mom. Like, her father said it, I think, at some point, and then her great grandfather says it, and then Sonomi says it
Yeah.
at least a couple times. I don't know.
Oh, Sonomi.
Yeah, oh man. Speaking of obsession, those, the cousins.
Everybody's a little obsessed.
Yeah, and it's funny how Tomoyo inherits that exact obsession. With her.
Yeah, I find that weird.
I find it weird too, but it was also like completely, like, she didn't know that they were related.
Well, see, that's why you gotta tell these people things.
But it's like, I don't know, I guess I don't think there's that much that's hidden in this series compared to some other things that I've seen. Like, there aren't really birth secrets so much. Or like an evil twin lurking in the side. That's Tsubasa, you know.
That's
So
right.
I think like Clamp saved the crazy for their other series, and this one was mostly, I think this is like out of all the ones I've read or watched, this is the Clamp series that makes the most sense and is the most straightforward and has like the fewest secrets. Most of the secrets are exposed.
Right. It's just like, it's kind of frustrating as a reader to be like, Hiro's like, let's do a divination about what card this could possibly be. And then it's like, oh, I can't tell you. It's like, okay, there's a contrivance there of like, he can't tell her because the method by which he catches cards is half the time like figuring out what card it is.
Wait,
But like,
what are you referring to though?
it was the mirror card. And they did the divination, and then Kira was like, "What card could this possibly be?" And I'm like, "Does Kira really not know what card it could possibly be?"
Oh, I guess. Yeah. Although the mirror card is actually my favorite card, speaking of the mirror card. What do you mean why?
I
Okay,
didn't. Okay, yeah.
the capture of erase is like that whole process is my favorite. But
Yes.
the card itself, Mirror, is my favorite because she has the most personality that seems real. I mean, I
Oh, that's
think
true. The whole thing with
light and dark
Toya.
cards are the two cards that talk, right?
Yeah. Did one other talk?
I don't remember any other
Well,
card
I mean,
talking.
Mirror
I mean, Mirror
talks,
talks,
yeah.
right? But like, not
Yeah.
in her card form.
Right.
She only talks when she's
Someone else.
mirroring someone else. Yeah, but I think I love her as a card because she, okay, I think a lot of it comes from the anime, honestly, because they flesh her out so much more in the anime. But I guess I love her because of the relationship that she develops in that like very, very short interaction with Toya and how she responds to that. Like she was apologetic for hurting him and like she helped Sakura figure out who she was. And I think
Yes.
like out of all the cards, she showed the most initially she wasn't like initially she was testing her and doing it in a really mean way. Like she was making her look like a thief or like a hoodlum or whatever, like knocking things down and like just being a bad citizen, which is the complete opposite of who Sakura really is. But then at the end of it, she was helping her because she just like felt so bad, I guess, and was using that to apologize. And I think like what other card shows character development? Right?
Okay, none.
Right?
But that's what's confusing about the cards is like everybody's like, they'll do evil on the world. I'm like, but do they have a concept of morality? Like they're amoral, right? Like
Yeah, I think the elemental cards for sure are more primitive in their thought processes. Like when you see wind, she's just never captured even, right? Because she was just there and just, I
She's
mean, I guess,
just
I
chilling.
mean, she was captured, but she, like her, the capture of her was just like, oh, let me sign this card, right? Like there was no
Yeah.
active fight going on there. But then when it came down to Watery, she was very aggressive and she's described as an attack card. And same with Fiery and Earth. They were very, very aggressive and like were destroying things and hurting people. But then Light and Dark clearly are conscious and thinking and judging, right?
Yes.
And they're arguably even more primitive than the elements in the hierarchy of things, right? Light and Dark. Light and dark come, in my mind, they're like higher power than the elements, even.
I suppose.
I don't
Is
know. I don't know. I might be making this up in my own little head, but in any
this
case.
your Chinese element knowledge? Tell me
Obviously not. Obviously not.
more.
But
I
yeah.
think that's what we're gonna go with, is your Chinese
I
element.
need to do some research on Chinese beliefs before we can do that, though. I really don't know enough about all that. But yeah, I just like love the mirror card. I'm all about the character development, and she's the only card that demonstrated that.
Yes,
And she
this is
also
true.
helped showcase Toya's
It's true, but Toya is always awesome, so I don't.
He is, but I really, really like his character because he's so grouchy about it, and so like, I don't want other people to know. Specifically, I don't want my little sister to know.
Yes.
Like, he's always abusing her to her face and like putting her down, but he's also her staunchest supporter.
He's like, you're a monster. JK,
Exactly.
I'm the monster. It's okay.
Yeah. And I think that I mean, I grew up in a in basically all female household. Like my dad was completely outnumbered. So I think it was really meaningful to me to see Sakura growing up in her family with, you know, such a supportive older brother who at the same time was like always teasing her and always making her feel, you know, just a little peeved. But
Just...
he was always like secretly taking care of her and rooting for her.
Well, it's nice because you really only see super peeved Sakura when she's interacting with Toya. So he just brings out another side of.
Yeah, and it's adorable. It's adorable. She can be, you know, not as positive, not as cheerful, not as like all smiley and friendly, and only with him. For everyone else,
Yes.
she's just like the most optimistic little girl. Like, she's just so cheerful and pink and just glowy.
Or she can be sad, but not
But even her sadness is always overcome by her like inner
by
light
the
coming
light
out.
inside
Yes.
her heart.
Yes,
The
yes.
literal light inside
Yeah.
her. It's
But
a metaphor.
it really is. But you know how like earlier I mentioned that the things that she fears really struck me as being very well thought out and developed. Like, she's afraid of ghosts. She's afraid of things that she doesn't understand, like things that she's powerless against.
But she uses magic and doesn't question that.
But, well, the thing is, like, that's why she's not afraid of cloud cards, because she understands them to some extent. And she knows that she can actually fight against them. Like, she has her little wand and she can capture the card. And when she puts her name down, she then becomes the owner of that card. But when it comes to ghosts, she's completely incapable of dealing because she actually can't do anything. And her brother was the one who initially scared her by saying, "Oh, there's a ghost over here without legs," or whatever gruesome thing he saw. And like, she couldn't see them, but she could feel them. And she can't do anything for them. Like, Toya can actually do something because he can interact with them, he can talk to them, he can hear them.
He's
But she.
basically Ichigo.
Nope.
He's
Oh.
basically Ichigo in Bleach. Toya becomes a Shinigami.
Except better. I mean, he's got his together, unlike Ichigo. Ichigo's like a wild card who doesn't know what he's doing. Back to why Toya can't be the protagonist of his own series. It wouldn't be nearly dramatic enough. He's got too much of his life together.
I don't know. I would love to see him as a Shinigami. I think that would be great.
You should tell Clamp that. Maybe they'll do that. Although in the CCS universe, he loses his powers. Although, is that a spoiler? That's like
That's kind of a spoiler.
part two.
Spoilers!
Sorry, I'll stop talking now.
Stop gushing over Toya, God.
Yeah, apparently he's my new favorite character.
He's your new favorite
I've
character. I know.
grown. I've
Everybody
matured.
becomes your new favorite character. As soon as I say their name,
I mean, she
Tomoyo.
is. She's so awesome. Like, she's so smart and collected until she sees Sakura, and then she gets crazy. She reminds me of how I act.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying I'm as calm and cool and collected, but, you know,
But the crazy aspect, I get
people
it.
around me don't understand how obsessive I can be. Well, people who are close to me understand that, but, like, acquaintances never get that sense of my craziness. Just like Tomoyo, she's very good at controlling it, except when she's
Yes.
not.
Except when she's It's a good thing she's rich, I feel.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
She
It's
has a lot of
weird.
outfits to, and outlets to let out her
Well,
craziness.
it's like Batman, right? Like, Batman
It's
was.
like Bat Yeah, Tomoyo is actually Batman.
Yeah, or at least his butler. Like, she's a combo because she's not actually the superhero. But she's the one with the resources to allow the superhero to be the superhero.
Yes, I like
Like
it.
all those gadgets that her mom's company makes that she just hands out. I don't know. She has cell phones, and like, when was CCS created? That
Yeah,
like 10-year-olds
right when
could get their hands on
cell
cell phones.
phones were like just coming out. That's what I was like the whole time. I was like, what would CCS be like if it was written for like 2015?
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of curious as to what the Clear arc is going to look like, because it's been so long since CCS was written, but in the universe, it's only been 5 years.
Yeah, so they gotta stick to that. They gotta.
Yeah, but do you think they will? Because how's the new generation of readers going to take that? Like, they're not going to understand a telephone booth,
It's
right? When was the last time you
fine.
saw a telephone booth?
Probably in some other fictional thing.
Exactly. Like, they don't exist in the real world anymore. And like, all of us have smartphones that don't even have buttons anymore. We have like buttons on the side that you don't even see, or that one obnoxious button. Thank you, Apple. Actually, no, it's not just Apple. Every smartphone has that one giant button too, I guess. Ugh. Anyway.
Okay, obviously you have some feelings about smartphone designs.
I miss my buttons.
Okay, well, in Japan, actually, smartphones have only more recently become like a bigger thing. Like, they were still really into their flip phones. Granted, their flip phones were smarter than our flip
Of course.
phones.
Of
They could
course.
do cooler things because they're Japan.
Yep.
But now I believe they're starting to embrace the smartphone revolution.
We'll see. But my
You're
point,
like, Japan's better than this.
back to it, like the target audience for the new CCS is going to be people who have never lived in a day without internet, right? Like,
Yes.
where VHS doesn't even compute.
They're all just gonna be Blu-ray discs in the
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much life in Japan has changed, but I'm guessing that they can't depict the same kinds of things the way that they did when they first started writing CCS, and now it's going to be like, oh, in real life, what, how many years have passed? But in their time, only 5.
Since this manga came out initially, when did it come out initially? I guess we should just look this up. We have computers.
Yes, we do. We're both sitting at computers. I'm actually sitting at 2. Ha 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 ha.
Wow,
I
I'm
know.
not.
Super fancy.
So fancy. When did you come out, CCS, initially?
Let's see.
Okay. The first volume, I guess, whatever, first chapter came out in 1996.
Oh, yeah. Wow. It came over here pretty fast.
I guess. And then it ended in 2000, so.
Oh, wow. It's apparently only 70 episodes.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. Only 70 episodes. Do you know how long those 70 episodes drag out? It's so long.
Each one is half an hour, like 20 some minutes. So, I don't know.
Yeah, but like the first arc gets all its made up cards and made up characters, like Mei Lin.
But
Oh, you love
I
Mei Lin too. Mei Lin's now your new favorite character for
no,
five
no, 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 she's not there yet. But she's a pretty good character. Come on. She fulfills a really important role, I think, in giving them even more, like, her existence, I think, really helps the rest of them seem more real and to actually develop. Like, she gives Sharon a backstory, right? Like, he doesn't
That's.
have a backstory at all in the manga.
He's Clow Reed's distant relative.
Yeah, but like, other than knowing that he's the strongest sorcerer that they have,
He has four sisters.
and that he has 4 sisters and a mom, like, other than those details, we get nothing.
Yes.
And like, we see him being adorable and moody and like running away when he sees someone he likes. But other than that, we don't get anything out of him or of him. But in the anime, because of his cousin coming, we actually get to see him like a real person who had a childhood. I mean, they're 10, but like, we get to see his 5-year-old self, which was
Yes.
pretty damn cute. Come on. Come on.
Jesus.
Oh,
Okay.
I'm like getting warm and fuzzy from remembering it.
Yeah, are you getting all floaty inside? Like.
Yes, I am.
Oh, goodness. Well, I would say that Mei Lin's also a reason why Shaoran was, like, grumpier for longer
Well, I think he was
in the
grumpier for
anime.
longer because they had the time to allow him to be grumpy for longer. Right? And then like in we're not I don't I don't know if we're supposed to, but like in the movies, she was pretty pivotal too, in terms
Oh,
of like
God.
pushing when he needed pushing. Like Tomoyo can only do so much because she's not actually close to him.
Right.
Not in the same way, because she's obviously always going to be on Team Sakura. So he needed someone who was always on his team to also give him a kick in the butt. Because
True.
in the manga, everything is centered around Sakura. Like, everyone will put her first above him.
Because she's just so cute and innocent.
Yeah, but it's also because like it's in her hometown, like her family's the one that's around. He has no one. He doesn't even have a butler in the manga.
Oh no! This is the
Right?
biggest
The butler,
tragedy!
like he
Not
doesn't even have a butler. He
the
lives completely alone as a 10-year-old, which is that
butler!
legal?
That's not legal, no. Especially like, he's not even from Japan. How did he get there? This doesn't make any sense!
Yeah. The things we
Does he
start
have
thinking
a
about.
visa? Like, what?
He must have. Well,
I
his
guess!
well, we're supposed to like assume that his family's super powerful, right?
So they did illegal things, is that what you're telling me?
I think that's the assumption.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I don't know.
Thanks, Clamp.
Always. But
Always.
I forgot that they were only supposed to be 10, so like that makes the teacher-student relationship even more
Creepy?
icky. Yeah.
Yes. I guess we should talk about that. And all the different loves that happen in it.
Yeah, I know Clamp has this weird thing where they love to have characters with taboo relationships, but a 10-year-old and a teacher, her own teacher?
I think
Like Rika's 10. Like
you're like, I can't get over
I really
it.
can't. And like she gets a ring?
Yeah, that was
What?
creepy.
What? Like I
I think it
totally
would
miss
be
this.
less creepy if the teacher did not blatantly reciprocate in like the creepiest ways, like giving her a ring and being like, you're cute too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bye.
It's like, wait, is there actually there's something very wrong with a grown adult man teaching 10-year-olds and then falling in love with one of them to the point where he proposes and like they go on dates and like exchange presents.
Yeah, no, that's not okay. 10-year-olds do not have enough development
No,
in the
in
brain
any
or any
way.
aspect of their
Yes, like
life. Their
what
body, their
oh.
life, anything.
Yeah, like I don't know how I missed this the first go around, but
Wow, no, it's real blatant. Volume two, you're like, okay. Okay.
yeah, I mean even Sakura's parents,
Is pretty creepy.
yeah, like his
Less creepy. But
like
still creepy.
her dad was the teacher
Yeah.
at age
But an angel fell out
27.
of the sky,
Yeah, at
Jessica.
age oh my gosh. See that I'm just like, no. That relationship I'm not in, like I can totally understand great grandfather's hesitance and cousin Tsunomi's hatred. Like that totally clicks. But
But they're also like, damn it, he's actually really good. Damn it.
that's still I don't know. Like he was 27, she was 16, if I remember correctly, from
Yes, that was
yeah.
correct.
So that's like if you think about the numbers, it's an 11-year age gap, which if she were 30, obviously a 41-year-old is more.
Yeah, it's like the older you get, the less creepy the age gaps become.
Yeah, but to me, like the real part of the real problem is that he was a teacher teaching her, and
Yeah, they're teaching them something, all right.
it's like, how can you do that? I
When
don't.
girls fall out of trees, you marry them, Jessica.
Well, are you climbing a tree anytime soon?
No.
Me
I don't think
neither.
so.
Me neither. I'll probably just land on a bush. Teacher student creepiness. Clamp, stop. Just stop.
Clamp, stop it. Stop it. You can't do this.
No, seriously, like a 10-year-old. Like the 1627 thing, like I don't know what the legal age is in Japan, but in my mind, like 1627 is already really, really icky. But 10 and 20, whatever, like
Definitely not okay.
that's just like you need to go see a psychiatrist.
27 and 16 definitely would not be legal in America, at
No,
least.
right. But it might be in Japan.
It might be. Who
Yeah.
knows? We're not
Or
Japanese.
it might have been.
Yeah, 1996. It was a long time ago.
It was, but
It was
like
2 decades ago.
so even if it were okay, a 10-year-old is definitely not okay, right? Like
No. Although apparently when you're 10, you can live by yourself, so I mean.
but he's
It
also a foreigner. So, I mean,
doesn't make any
my
sense.
well, like my understanding of the world is that we don't care so much about people who aren't like us. So, if a 10-year-old lives in America by themselves because their parents were sent back over the border, like That happens. But they'll be
I
stuck in,
guess.
they'll be put into like child protective
Yeah.
services
Yeah.
eventually. But I don't think, anyway.
Okay, I see. I think CCS's biggest strength is in being very positive towards all of the sort of not super, accepted by society love things. But then I'm like, I feel like you crossed the line with this teacher. What?
Like that one relationship between, I forget his name, I always forget his name, whatever sensei.
Something with a T
Yeah, it
and
starts with
an
a T.
M and some A's.
Doesn't have a Z in it somewhere.
No, I don't think
Whatever.
so. Well,
Anyway,
maybe. I don't know.
whatever his name
Sensei
is,
man.
yes, whatever his name is, like that one relationship is the one that I cannot handle. That I cannot understand, I should
Why did
say.
you do this, Clamp?
Yeah. I think they do it on purpose, but then it makes me wonder if like other people have other issues with the other relationships. That I'm completely like, oh, whatever.
Oh no, definitely. I'm sure there are definitely people who are like, wait, these characters were queer? What?
So I just never I just never noticed that being something to think of as a problem.
I'm like, that's not a problem. They're both adults. Whatever is fine.
Or
It's fine.
they're both the same age and only what
Yeah.
sophomores in high school. So what
Yeah.
is that, like 16, 17?
Yeah, they're at least. They have the romantic feelings in their brain. Their brain is giving them things.
Anyway, like
See, I wonder for the younger people, I'm like, how do you know what romantic love is like? I don't understand. You don't. I don't believe you. Your feelings are invalid.
Well, I think feelings are valid whenever you have them, but it's like 2 10-year-olds in love with each other is not the same thing as 2 16-year-olds in love with each other. Like, I don't know if I believe that 10-year-olds can fall in love.
Yeah.
Yes, I believe in crushes. I believe in like
Don't you remember we had that
really, really
playground marriage happen
in
when
third,
we
was that in third grade?
something for fourth grade, one of those.
Yeah, one of those.
That
Yeah, like I can see how people can
got weird
become
real fast.
that did, but I can understand how people can become like really, really close at that age and then continue to grow together and then grow into love, which is
Yeah.
what I picture happening in the CCS universe. Like those two were 10 when they met, and they're what, maybe 11 when they eventually part. Sorry, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert,
Maybe
time is.
12. But like
Yeah.
I
Is that, are
can,
they 11 now? I mean, a year has passed in the manga world
yeah, I
when
guess
we
so. I guess
read.
so because they're now in winter coats again.
Yeah. They got back to December at the end of this
Oh
volume, right?
yeah, you're right,
Yeah.
because Yuki's birthday passed
Yeah.
and they had another school play, right?
Yeah.
So they're probably 11 anyway. But like
Moving on up.
I mentioned like being in love with a relationship, but at the same time that relationship doesn't seem to me to be fully romantic either. They just, I don't know, 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds, 12-year-olds, whatever year old, like they're not mature enough yet,
Yeah.
I think, but they can continue to mature together, and if they maintain that initial feeling and just grow that and develop that, I can believe that they'll eventually be, you know, in love, in love.
Yeah, I mean, on some level that makes sense because you're like influencing each other as you grow up, so just kind of like molding each other.
I mean, when I was that age, I thought I had best friends, you know?
Yeah.
And out of all those people that I thought I was super close to and never going to stop talking to, you're the only one I still talk to.
What about Tuan?
Well, we met her, I met her when I was 5. And
Right.
back then, I was like, best friends forever, you know? And then we stopped being best friends as soon as first grade happened and we weren't in the same class anymore. Like,
And then you
and
found each other like
in
6
fifth,
years later, and we're like,
in like 5th grade, 6th grade, we became BFFs again. And like that time it actually stuck because we actually grew up, we spent the next few years growing up together. But I think that's my point. Like, if we hadn't been in the same class again in fourth
That's
grade,
true. It was
we
fourth
would have
grade
grown
that really did
apart. Like, we're like BFFs third grade, but being together again in fourth grade allowed us to continue being BFFs. And I think if circumstances had torn us apart, we would definitely not be as close as we are.
It's true.
And
And then I joined
that's
orchestra
how I
and
envision the
stuff.
relationships in CCS because they're so young. And yes, they're going through like really life-altering, formative experiences together. But if they don't actively maintain that contact, if they don't continue to nurture that, it's gonna fall apart.
Life lessons. You need to talk to people to have a relationship with
Well,
them.
all of my like close childhood friends, like we just fell out of contact, and it just, our friendship just couldn't survive a loss of contact, which makes sense.
Yes. Which is why you have to come to Japan with me.
Which is why every time you're back on the East Coast, we hang out.
Yes, also
Yeah. And
that.
the one time I was on the West Coast, I visited you, as in, like, that was why I went out there in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, why else would you come to the West Coast? This coast sucks.
I don't know.
This
I
coast
do have cousins out
rules.
there, too.
Wow, okay, maybe you should see them. I don't know.
I did. I saw one of them. But
Great.
of course, I stayed with you and Jeff.
Yes,
Because
duh.
apparently I'm closer to you than to family.
I mean, duh.
That part of
That's
family, yeah. Yeah. Speaking of family.
Speaking of family, those relationship parts are also super represented
Yeah. I just wonder how Sharon's mom let him go and all of his four older sisters.
Does she come up in the manga, or is she like also movie only?
She's also movie only. Like, literally in the
Okay.
manga, there's no time to delve into Sharon's family. Like, it's just stated somewhere that, yes, I have a mom and four older sisters.
I have a mom. She exists.
Yeah. And, like, he also says something like, I'm the strongest magician
Yeah.
in the family. And that's all we know about the family.
I like to think his four sisters form some sort of magic gang and
Well, I think that's why I
like
really love the anime. There's like, in the 70 episodes and the two movies, there's time to flesh out stuff.
Yeah, so I mean, just go watch the
Oh, but some things in the anime I wasn't as fond of.
anime. Ooh, like what?
Let me think about this.
Like how slow it is.
I don't think I noticed it being that slow.
Slow.
I don't think I noticed it being slow, but I think, well, one, it cost a lot more to collect that than it did to collect the books.
Yep, that's why books are better.
Yeah, well, I really enjoy watching anime. Like, I will read manga, but for me, like, the experience is so much better with a soundtrack and moving, colorful things.
Wow, okay. Jess is throwing in the gauntlet of anime.
Did you just
I
call me
did just call
Jeff?
you Jeff because you know what? You both have the same damn name, and that's just
In any case, what were we talking about before you called me Jeff? Oh, anime versus manga.
Right. Jeff is offended because he works at a manga company.
Well, I love manga. I really appreciate it, but like, I think that I enjoy stories better when I have moving things and like music. Like,
Okay,
so
okay.
CCS is not the best example because the soundtrack is not, epic, and it's not like during the actual episode, there's really not much music. But in other situations, like watching them fight cloud cards, it's so much cooler when the cloud cards are moving and they're moving and they're colorful.
It's true. As pretty as Clamp's art is, there are times where you just look at it and you're like, Clamp, am I supposed to know what's happening in this
Yeah,
picture? Because what's going on?
and it's like, wait, where are they moving? Wait, like who hit what? Like, wait, there's three cloud cards in this picture?
There's
What?
three cloud cards.
Like, wait, is this fiery or is this watery? I can't tell.
Yeah.
Like, it's just also because I guess the cloud cards are so intricately detailed.
Yeah.
It's just hard. It's just hard in a comic graphic novel format for me, who's not very used to having to decipher that to
I feel
understand.
like I got to be a pro with Tsubasa. It was like way worse. So I was like, what is happening in this frame? What is going? What are you doing, Clamp?
Yeah.
takes me like 5 minutes just to figure out what's going on. I'm like, okay, sure. Sharon was kicking something.
I mean, that's what he's always doing. So anyway, I guess in the anime, I think I was trying to think of things I didn't like as
Yeah,
much.
what don't you like about the anime?
Other than the cost.
Yeah, other than the cost.
Well,
That doesn't
sometimes
seem like
I
valid.
mean, I already spent that money, so whatever. But I sometimes get distracted by the voicing. The very high shrill voices.
Oh, like Tomoyo.
Yeah, sometimes. And you know how Tomoyo is supposed to be this amazing singer? So in my mind, amazing singer is not necessarily the same amazing singing as what happens in the anime.
Valid.
And there are definitely some when I first watched it, I don't recall ever thinking like, oh, this is slow or this is boring. But the pacing is definitely a lot slower in the anime. But I actually prefer that because it allows so much more development to happen. But I guess I don't know. There were definitely some things that were like, okay, why was this an episode? Thinking back on it. But as I experienced it, and if I were ever to rewatch it, I would still watch every single episode.
I mean, of course, but then you'd get to the end of one and be like, wait, why did I? Why?
Maybe. I don't know. I can't. I guess the voicing is my main thing for not loving the anime 110%.
Yeah, that's valid. I remember being pretty annoyed by Tomoyo was like really, really strange, high-pitched voice and. I kind of read it sometimes in their voices while reading the
Oh
manga, and
gosh.
I was like,
See, I never had that problem. I'm not imaginative enough to do that.
It's a struggle. I try, and then I'm like, no.
But also in the anime, the drawings are just not as epically beautiful.
That's true.
So I guess those are the two things, like the voicing and just the lack of quite the
Because they're
same
like, you know what?
epicness.
I don't actually know what Clamp was doing here, so I'm just gonna.
Well, also like the style, like you cannot put as much detail in anime as you can in manga. Just the lines don't work in a cartoon form with
Yeah.
color. I mean, so color
Damn
is a
you,
plus and a
color.
minus, right? Although
Yeah.
I've seen the manga, the colored manga things, and they look gorgeous too. But when you have to make them move, you can't make the colors move that way with the
Yeah.
lines. So
Yeah.
yeah, but in terms of CCS, this is one of the rare things that I've experienced in both types of media and love both forms.
Aw.
I
That's
mean,
nice. That's good.
yeah,
That's so rare.
and well, admittedly, there's very few things I did that for. Like Fushigi Yuji, I told you I didn't finish reading it, probably.
Yeah.
I guess it was just I don't know. I didn't love it enough to keep reading it.
I just remember you getting offended when Yuasa changed her art style. You were like, "No, old art style was better."
Well, you know me. I couldn't even watch Escaflowne, the movie, initially because I couldn't take the change in noses.
Because
I
you're
was
such
like,
a
this is not
curmudgeon.
Escaflowne. This is not Escaflowne. They don't have the long noses. Like,
Not
what?
Escaflowne.
But then I eventually was able to adapt and enjoy the movie. But it did take me a while. It did take some effort.
Oh, that's okay. That's an anime that I bought like three different times because I initially bought it on VHS and then bought it on DVD and
And
now own
then
it on
Blu-ray.
Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Damn it!
Apparently CCS was released in VHS, LaserDisc, and DVD.
All at the same time?
Yeah. Well,
Laser disc? What the hell is a
You
laser
don't know what
disc?
a LaserDisc is?
No.
Oh, see, my family had some LaserDiscs when I was young.
Wow, you're cool.
Yeah, so they released three OVA episodes in VHS and LD form, September 25th, 1998, and then the second episode was like VHS, LaserDisc, and DVD, September 25th, 1999.
Oh. Would you consider CCS to be collectible card anime for girls or no?
I don't know, because what are you going to do if you collect them? Right? Like,
Divinations.
yeah, I guess. Like, would you consider Escaflowne cards collectible? I mean, they're just tarot cards, right?
Yeah, but Funimation did include that in the Kickstarter, so I do have a set of Escaflowne
But
tarot cards at this
I
point.
think so, collectible cards, the whole idea is that you're supposed to be able to exchange them, and there's some that are supposed to be rare and some that are common, and you're supposed to like eventually work your way up to a good collection.
So you can't, you're like, there's only so many cards.
There's
You
only so many cards, and I don't think that like
gotta get that
you
glow
can
card though.
I just don't know what you would do if you collected them, right?
That's true. I definitely feel like from a marketing perspective of WB, they were trying to fit it into that mold though.
But it doesn't fit.
It doesn't. I didn't say they succeeded. I'm just saying.
Like Pokemon, Digimon, Yu-Gi-Oh, how many cards were in each set?
A kajillion.
Like when you bought
Like
a set.
all of the.
No, but when you bought a packet, it was like 10 cards, right?
Yeah.
If you bought 10 cloud cards, you had half of them, right?
Exactly.
And
Yeah.
like, what would you do? Like, open the pack and find 9 flower cards and 1 glow card?
Oh my God, that would
I don't. Oh, maybe 5. I forget. So Pokemon might have been sold in card like sets of 5.
I
But
would
either
love for
way.
somebody to get a pack of just flower cards. That would be freaking amazing. What are you
Well,
talking about?
maybe they would draw the flower to be a different flower in every iteration. Maybe you could have like a flower Sakura card, a flower Toya card, a flower. I like.
Ooh, see, we could be marketers. We could do this. It
Oh my gosh. Our second job.
Except working adjacent to marketing has taught me that it definitely just steals your soul if you're pure and innocent like me. So.
Oh, speaking of flowers, though, should we do the flower quiz?
Oh my God, yes, we should take the flower quiz to figure out what flower we are, just.
All right. So I opened it. Now
All
what?
right. Okay. Would you like to read? I love. All right, I'll read it.
Okay.
So, we're taking a BuzzFeed quiz, which is called Which Flower Are You? We'll take it as ourselves, so we'll each take it. Hopefully, we'll get, Sakura, but that's probably not even an answer. Who knows? I don't know.
We'll find
The
out.
subtitle is Find Out What Really Makes You Bloom. Wink, wink. Artfully arranged by Flonase allergy. I
Speaking of marketing,
it. Speaking of marketing, this is how you market.
yes, helping you be greater than your allergies.
Yes, helping you. I love it. It's
All
so
right, all
good.
right.
All right, the first question is, what genre of music best describes you? And the answers are EDM, pop, folk, reggae, funk, classical. EDM! Oh my God, click
Hold
it.
on a second. But it says, what genre of music best describes you?
Yeah,
Not like, what
where?
do you listen to?
Okay, fine. Are you saying I'm not described by EDM?
I don't know. I don't listen to EDM. You know that. You've tried
I
to change
recently
that.
bought a turntable. I think that gives me
Okay. Well,
cred here.
but the thing is, like, what do I choose? Do I choose pop?
Okay.
Do I choose folk? Like, what is funk? Obviously not choosing that because I don't even know what it is.
You don't even know
No,
it. Do you want me to choose pop? I can change it. I
no,
feel
no, no,
like
no. If
trashy
you
pop soul habit.
think EDM describes you, that's you. You do you.
Jessica, classical, you played the violin.
And so did you.
Yeah, but you were better at it.
Yeah, but I don't think it describes me. Also,
God.
like, these are such broad categories. This is why I can't do these quizzes. We're on question one, and I can't decide.
Just pick pop. I'm
All
just
right,
gonna.
all right, all right.
I'm gonna throw you in pop.
Oh, all right. Let's talk
All
about what
right.
perfume or cologne we would be
Yeah.
called.
What would your perfume or cologne be called? Enigma, Tropicana, Cool Breeze, Midnight, Earth, Freshwater. Well, I think there would be an issue with Tropicana. That's probably copyright.
Wait, is that not the orange juice?
Come on. Get your copyright laws in order here.
Oh gosh. All right, what would you be?
Oh man. Okay, wait. I'm choosing between like Midnight and Cool Breeze.
I'm
All
thinking midnight or freshwater.
right. I'm gonna go with Midnight.
I kind of want to too because the picture's prettier.
Great, go for
All
it.
right. Oh, choose your spirit animal.
First of all, that's racist. Choose your
You're allowed to
Patronus.
say that.
We're choosing our Patronus, okay. Poodle, gorilla, honey badger, toucan, lion, or owl.
Okay, this is just
There's no
silly.
wolf. There's no wolf, so I don't know what to do.
Yeah,
Okay.
exactly.
I'm gonna choose owl. Owls are cool. Owls. I want to go to an owl cafe when we go to Japan.
I was debating between owl and honey badger.
Wow, you should definitely pick honey
All
badger.
right,
Honey
honey
badger
badger
don't
it
care.
is. All right, next. There's
There's
nothing
nothing
better than.
better than
Oh,
dot
yeah.
dot dot.
Oh,
P.
dang. Oh,
Peace
so
and
many
quiet,
options.
a good party, an interesting story, travel, helping someone out, a good meal. Damn, those are like good things all around.
Yeah. So if this were like med school application season all over again, I would feel like I have to choose helping someone out. But I think I'm gonna go with a good
Good old
deal.
med student. Meal. Based on what your travel conditions were, I guess that's a good choice there.
I mean, travel is also an option.
It's true. I don't travel enough to pick travel, though, I feel.
But you don't care enough about food.
And I don't care enough about food. I'm not picking meal. That's not a thing.
No, that's not. I
I
guess
might
for
go
you
with
it'd
an
be
interesting
story.
story.
Yeah, if I were choosing for you, obviously neither of us are altruistic enough to choose helping someone out.
Yeah, we're not nice people. Whatever.
Oh my God, what color is your aura?
Yes, red.
You should
Done.
get Jeff to choose for you because.
Oh my God, he went to the gym at some point. He's not here anymore.
Oh, yay! Yay!
Yeah.
Okay, do I go with the light blue? Yeah, I'm going with the light blue. All right.
You go with the teal? Okay, great.
Is that teal? Teal is more green. Anyway, what is
I don't
your finest
know.
quality?
I'm always up for a good time. I'm passionate. I'm adaptable. I'm ambitious. I'm a good listener. I don't care what others think. All right.
Which one are you choosing?
God, definitely not adaptable. Definitely a curmudgeon, and you can't adapt me.
Yeah.
Definitely not ambitious. Like, have no desire to go anywhere in my career. I'm like, this is good. I'm good here.
Yeah, and neither of us are always up for a good time. Let's be real.
Yeah, no, we're like, can we just sit here?
Yeah.
I do care what others think, so I guess it can't be that.
Yeah.
I'm between I'm a good listener and I'm passionate. I can listen, but I have no good
I
advice
don't
for
know.
like.
I don't know if this is how we're supposed to do it by process of elimination because like it's supposed to be our finest quality. I don't.
Whatever. I'm
Yeah.
gonna go with passion. It's the source of all my problems.
So I'm between passionate, adaptable, and good listener. What do you think I am?
God. I feel like I don't have any insight into your adaptability. I guess you're pretty adaptable. You've like moved and whatever.
So
Like,
did you. You moved across the country. I moved
yeah, but
across the
I
state
don't like
border.
it. I
Oh,
don't
yeah.
like
Yeah.
it.
Well, let's just scratch adaptable. Let's just leave that out. Passionate or good listener?
I don't. You can pick good listener
All
just to be
right. All
different.
right. I mean, I feel like
Process
I'm
of
equally both.
elimination.
I think I'm equally both passionate and good listening.
So you're like, it's fine.
Yeah. All right. Where would you spend your ideal date? Why is the library not an option?
Well, the options are, surprise me, somewhere we can dance, somewhere quiet, we can have a good discussion. Doesn't really matter, Shruggy. At a movie or a show, a nice restaurant or cozy bar. Okay.
Well, somewhere quiet where we can have a good discussion is
Yeah.
the closest I can get to a
Definitely.
library. Ha ha
Yeah. This plus. Yeah, I don't want to be surprised. I hate surprises.
ha.
Boo. Time to take a nap. Where?
Ooh,
A
yay.
pool floaty. A hammock. Are you supposed to take a nap in the tree or under the tree?
I
I don't know. A bed with a canopy. A
can't
taxi. No, definitely not a taxi.
tell.
Or a tent. Hammock. Hell yeah.
I also like the hammock, especially because it's like by the ocean.
Yeah, I mean,
That's
hammocks are
very
dope.
critical. That's super critical. I don't like sleeping on floaties because you can capsize.
Yeah, I was like, what if you fall in? I guess you wake up, but like
And like
that
napping
defeats the
in.
purpose of your nap, yeah.
Yeah, no. All right. And how, like, when you wake up. Oh, no. All right. Choose your liquid nourishment.
coffee, a virgin cocktail, tea, energy drink, milkshake, water, tea.
Okay, so for me, it's between tea and water.
Wow, very exciting.
I know.
Both basically the same thing. Tea is flavored water.
I mean, I guess I drink more water than I drink tea. Oh, whoa. I clicked on it and my flower popped up. Wow, that was fast.
Yeah, what flower are you?
I got water lily.
Okay, I got hocus pocus rose.
Whoa, hey, I think these are pretty right.
Hey. I mean, my middle name is Rose, so I guess I got it, right.
Yeah. Okay, so water lily. You're laid back and relaxed, happy to flip through life. People are drawn to you, not only for your charm and charisma, ha ha ha, but because you're super chill. That said, you're happy just to do you and don't mind being in your own company. That's pretty accurate. Okay, maybe not the people are drawn to me part.
I actively repel people.
Yeah, but laid back, relaxed, happy to flip through life, in a way. I mean, I'm ambitious enough, I guess.
No, I'm not ambitious. Okay, what do you think I am, Hocus Pocus Rose? You're well liked by everybody, am I? I'm sometimes told you have a familiar face, quote unquote. People often come to you for advice, do they? Especially pertaining to their relationships. I don't think you want that. However, you're a bit of a mystery. Oh, okay, great. While you like to help other people, you keep your cards close to your chest. That's right. I don't trust other people. They're fools.
I don't think that describes you at all.
Exactly.
Oh, this is hilarious. Oh, man. Can we share our results on Facebook?
No. Yes, just to show that we... I'm going to share my results on Twitter. Show that I did it.
Yeah. I'll share it on Facebook.
Do you have any final thoughts on the
Oh, we're still doing this? I didn't realize. I thought we were just talking.
Well, I have to read the outro eventually. You don't have to have any final thoughts.
I guess I'm just really excited to read the second half because I forgot how much I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to figure out a time to record that.
Yeah. I mean, I left my volume 6 through 12 at home, so I have to make sure I bring them on vacation when I leave for vacation.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna read this outro. Thanks for listening to Shoujo and Tell. Comments, questions, constructive criticism, concerns. There's lots of C's in there. Need to gush about your OTP? Email shoujoandtell@gmail.com or leave a comment on shoujoandtell.com. You can also tweet us at Shoujo and Tell on Twitter or follow at Shoujo and Tell on Facebook. I already made those things. They're real.
Congrats.
Yeah. This is a new podcast, so it'd be great if you could leave a review on iTunes. This will help the podcast reach more hearts, or at least ears. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next time for the second half of Cardcaptor Sakura. Or maybe some new clear card arc, too. I could buy you $10. I'm willing to spend $10 on that. That's Aww. Fine. Yeah, we just have to buy one if it's digital, right? Yeah. Yeah, we could do it.
Yeah.
We could do it.
And, with our actual income now.
Yeah. It's true. I have a job. Pays me money. It's great. And next time, we'll, you know, figure out who's cooler, Kiro or Spinel.
Or maybe...
You didn't mention Kiro at all.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
You don't like Kiro? He's not your favorite?
Whatever. I don't know if I can
Next time!
We'll discuss it next time.
We'll discuss him next time. Bye.
Bye.